This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
A lot going on at Umpqua Valley Arts. Ashley Kluvering, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
So talk about some of the things happening right now. Of course, you had last Friday, you had the big opening of the members exhibit. How's that going?
That's going great. We had a lot of people come from the community. A lot of our members who were participants in the show showed up as well. So it was a really great coming together for everybody. And it was a fantastic time.
So if somebody wants to see that, what are the hours for UVA?
We're Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. The show is going to be up and available for viewing during those hours until December 20th. That'll be the last day.
And talk about some things happening this time of year for both adults and families.
So we have a lot of education opportunities right now. Some of the bigger ones are going to be at our clay studio. It's our busiest studio generally, and that is the case here this fall. We have some spots left in our 2025 winter term for our open studio. That is an eight-week opportunity where registrants and students get to come and learn clay with an in-depth experience. We have classes, access to studio tools, open studio time. You can come work. It's a great time. And then after that, we have three workshops. One of them starts as early as next week. The first one that starts next week is Lots of Pots. It's a two-day workshop, November 11th and 13th from 6 to 8. You'll get to make a slab, pot, or vase with some design techniques that I'll be teaching because I'm actually teaching that one.
Cool.
After that, on Friday, November 15th, we also have a Sgraffito Carve and Sip. That's from 5:30 to 8. That one is going to be kind of a fun evening where you get to create your own decorative dish for your table. Something simple, fun, relaxing, a great way to end the week. That is again next Friday on the 15th. And then in the end of November, on the 30th, we have a 3D ceramic ornament workshop, which is new for UVA. We haven't had one like this before. That is November 30th from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m.
So 3D and ceramics, I'm trying to wrap my head around that.
So a lot of places that will do ceramics for ornaments, they'll do some fun things which are always great and simple and easy to do, which are usually cookie cutters and adding some little things to it to make angel shapes. These ones we're actually going to cut and trace design templates out and then shape them into a 3D shape. One of them is like a kind of pointed bottom. Another one looks a little like a bell. So we're going to be able to work on our 3D form skills.
Wow. All right. A lot going on now. If people want to get it signed up for any of these, what do they do?
They're going to go to the Clay Place page on our website. So www.uvarts.com. And then in our menu under education, we have a special page for the Clay Place.
All right. Now let's talk about some of the education things happening.
More education that's not clay related. So we have two exciting opportunities coming up. We have an ugly drawing class, which doesn't sound super exciting on the front end.
You haven't seen me draw. That would be probably where I'd land.
So ugly drawing is a three-week course with 2 days of class time a week where students will learn different skills where they can let go of the notion or the pressures of a perfect drawing. So that way they can explore with these different techniques without any fear of making something that looks bad, so they can learn, because that's kind of how you learn, is you practice to get better. So it's going to be an explorative class. It's great for anybody of all ages. Actually, excuse me, 15 and up. I meant to say all skill levels. So for beginners, they get to learn new techniques. Advanced artists get to play around with different mediums and mixed media formats. That is going to be December 4th through December 20th on Wednesdays and Fridays from 6 to 8 p.m.
All right. And that sounds like it could be pretty good learning experience for a lot of people.
Absolutely. It's going to be a really great time. And I'm actually teaching that one as well. So it'll be a really great time.
Now, this time of year, people seem to get more interested in candles, and it looks like you might be able to help with that.
Yes. So we have two opportunities to learn how to make a non-toxic natural candle. We have Jessica Van Rooten from Heartbeat Homestead, if anybody is familiar with that local business. She is coming to UVA on December 9th and December 16th to teach two separate candle making workshops. So the students will get an opportunity to learn about scent chemistry and scent profiles and how to pair them to make their own unique scent. Then she'll give them a crash course in wax and candle chemistry, so that way they can pour the perfect candle. It's a really great time to bond if anybody wanted to bring family and register multiple family members. It's a nice, relaxing evening. evening as well, but we have two opportunities for that, so there's two different Mondays to choose from.
All right, very good. And again, they go to the website to get signed up, right?
Yes, and that'll just be under our main art education for adult education.
Now, headed into the holiday season. Boy, it's hard to say that. One of the things you guys offer is a facility that is probably pretty well set up for a lot of things.
Yes, so our building, people more commonly know us as an arts education and as a gallery, but we also do host facility rentals. And they vary in price, they vary in usage and what space of our facilities people can use, but they're perfect for doing things, special events like baby showers, like birthdays, wedding receptions. We have different options for half day and full day rentals, use of our lawn, use of specific things that we also offer to kind of make the event as easy and as special as possible. We're already booking for 2025 to help everybody plan ahead for their special events. So if you're interested in that, we have a page on our website for that as well. You can also call into our front office and talk to Karen Johannes. She is our operations coordinator, and she is the one to talk to about rentals.
And this could include things like for a smaller company, like a Christmas or holiday party.
Exactly. It's perfect for holiday parties as well. Even just meetings, if any or a small business doesn't have space where they currently are at and they need to do a meeting of sorts, they can also rent with us for a meeting time as well.
All right. All a lot going on at UVA. And again, the hours you're open?
We're open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. So starting at 10 today, you'll actually have all day till 6 to come see our new exhibit.
And the website?
www.uvarts.com.
All right, Ashley Kluver from UVA, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Kyle.
8:38 at the Morning Report.